Come attend our hearted Christians, attention pay to me, till I relate and communicate of a mournful tragedy. Concerning all the clever youth who was cut down in his bloom and died upon the gallows tree near to the brink of tomb. Now the hero that I speak about was proper tall and straight, like to the lofty poplar tree, his body was complete. His growth was like the tufted fir that does ascend the air, and waving o'er his shoulders were his locks of the yellow hair. In sweet Dunedin this youth was born and reared up tenderly. His parents educated him all by their industry. Both the day and the night they sorely toiled, all for their family, till desolation it came on by cruel perjury. It was first the father's life they took, then secondly the son. The mother tore her old grey locks, she says, I am undone. They took from me my family, my house and all my land, and in the parish where I was born I dare not tread upon. Farewell unto you, sweet Drumall, if in you I had stayed. Amongst the Presbyterians I ne'er would have been betrayed. The gallows tree I'd ne'er have seen had I remained there, for Duffer in you betrayed me, MacFarlane, you sent the snare. Soon young Roddy was conveyed to Ballymena town. He was loaded there with iron strong, his bed was the cold ground. And there young Roddy he must wait until the hour has come, when the court martial does arrive for to contrive his doom. In Ballyscullion I was betrayed, and woe unto the man who swore me a defender and a traitor to the crown. Which causes Roddy for to lie beneath yon spreading thorn. He will sigh and say, alas the day that ever I was born. And looking up unto the Lord, he says, O Lord, receive. Here is my soul, I do bestow my body unto the grave, that it may rest in peace and joy without the least surprise, till Michael sounds his trumpet loud and says, ye dead arise.